Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The 2026 legislative session is over, and Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson says Republican efforts centered on making life more affordable for Minnesotans.
We're able to finally get the tap fees reduced by $254 million. The other thing that we were able to do was work on a package for anti-fraud legislation. We are so excited to be investing in Minnesota infrastructure, roads and bridges, and the communities. The drinking water, the wastewater, the things that Minnesotans need.
House Democrats made two final attempts to bring the gun violence prevention package to the floor Sunday, but both times it was blocked by Republican Speaker Lisa Daymuth. DFL House floor leader Jamie Long asked,
Madam Speaker, it being the last day of session, will Senate File 4067 have a chance to go to committee and come to the floor for the vote that the public has been demanding?
Daymuth responded,
Three times an urgency was brought forward. And there weren't the votes. Again, five times in committee brought forward, there weren't the votes. The votes didn't exist.
Parents of the Annunciation School and Church shooting victims said Daymuth promised them a vote on the bill. The Flanders Fire southeast of Cross Lake is now considered 20% contained. Crow Wing County Sheriff Eric Klang said Sunday that fire crews got a good handle on it, but there were still some smoldering spots.
We haven't had any injuries that have happened to any of our first responders or firefighters. We're very thankful for that. We also had some very minimal damage to some primary residents.
The Stewart Fire along Highway 61 on the North Shore has destroyed dozens of buildings near two harbors. Governor Walz is headed to northeastern Minnesota to get an update and has declared a peacetime emergency and activated the National Guard. Rising gas prices are not only squeezing Minnesota drivers, but the gas stations trying to keep up with higher costs as well. Lance Klatt is executive director of the Minnesota Service Station Association.
You know, when you're used to paying, $25,000 for a load of fuel, now you're paying north of $33,000, $34,000 for a load of fuel at wholesale. Yeah, it definitely disrupts your cash flow.
Klatt says when fuel costs soar, stations' credit card fees can range from 3 to 4% on the dollar.
When you're looking at $4 to $5 gasoline, you're looking at credit card fees absorbed by the merchant anywhere from 15 to 20 cents a gallon.
And the Minnesota Twins topped the Milwaukee Brewers 5-4 at Target Field Sunday to salvage the series finale. Ryan Jeffers hit the go-ahead home run. Pitcher Bailey Ober allowed three runs over five innings for his fifth win of the season. The Twins open a three-game home series tonight against the Houston Astros. This is MNN.